Hey, welcome to Studio 395, everyone. My name is Kalam Mulally. I'm here with Justin Ward. We're going to talk about his 395 paper about the Battle of Coral Sea and its significance in the evolution of naval warfare. It's really a good read. I'd recommend you go check it. So, Justin, why did you choose naval combat?
Yeah, naval combat was kind of an easy choice for me coming into this 395 class. I have a history of people in the military in my family. My granddad served in Vietnam with his brother. My great-grandfather stormed the beaches in Normandy and D-Day. So I knew I wanted to do something with military history. And Coral Sea just stuck out to me because I've always loved planes. And as we're about to discuss, planes are a big, big part of this battle. So it naturally just fit right in for me.
So, but why did you choose the Coral Sea specifically?
So the Coral Sea was the first battle in naval history during World War II where planes attacked planes and planes attacked ships. So it wasn't your stereotypical naval battle. It was really the first of its kind. So it really just drew my attention in as soon as I heard about it.
Okay. So basing on a continuation of the Battle of the Coral Sea, what's its connection to the change of naval combat?
Right. So the idea of having planes coming off of ships was really something very revolutionary. The very, very first beginning of it is attributed to a guy named Clement Ader. He's a French guy in the early 1900s. He wrote this book called L'Aviation Militaire. It's a French word. It basically just means like military aviation. And what this idea was, he wanted to convert these big, huge slugfest ships into smaller, quicker ships that could hold planes. That way, planes could attack other ships as well as the ship attacking other ship. But what we saw in World War II was a lot of this offensive armory that was able to knock out another ship. That was taken off. So your cannons and stuff was taken off for more space, maybe a hangar, maybe runways. World War II didn't. There was really no blueprint to this style of fighting yet. So everybody had their own idea. But the big point is to understand that planes get introduced in the naval sea, and it's this horizontal fight, if you will. It's ships aren't looking at each other. Ships really don't see each other. You really have to rely on your spies and your ships going out and spying out the area, finding your opponent before they find you. That way your planes can do the work for you instead of your cannons.
Cool. So what would you say is the most valuable part of naval warfare? How would you think that, how would you describe this to be encapsulated by the Battle of the Coral Sea?
Yeah, so I think it's very easy here to say just the ship itself is the most valuable part. Because if you sink a ship, it takes a long time to build ships, and it takes a long time to do all this stuff. But the problem is accuracy is very, very difficult, especially if you don't have very experienced pilots. So I would argue that it's definitely either the pilot or the plane. And that's because up until World War II, going into World War II, Japan had already had a lot of experience. And their pilots came in, and they were very, very, very good going into the Coral Sea. We saw them at Pearl Harbor. We saw them throughout Southeast Asia, India. You know, we saw them conquering, you know, Imperial Japan. We saw them conquering land.
Right.
Americans, you didn't really have that. Americans were very not willing to go into war in the 1930s and 1940s. And that's why it took an act of aggression from a foreign power. But pilots, the thing about pilots, the key point that I want to get across is that it's very, very difficult to be able to stay thousands of feet up in the air and drop bombs and have bullets flying at you. So I would say pilots. But if you take away a carrier's planes as well, a carrier is left defenseless and forced to retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to sink the ship as much as destroy the planes or the pilots. That could be an and-or type thing because pilots could jump out on their way down. They could parachute out. But I think it's definitely either planes or pilots on that one.
So for the last question, with something that came out while I was reading it, why do you think the battle did not have a true victor, and why is that significant?
Yeah, so the Coral Sea is traditionally seen as a strategic victory for the United States and a tactical victory for Japan. There's a lot of authors dispute this. A lot of authors give different reasons on why this is true. But the idea is going into this battle, the United States was on its back foot. everybody knew coming after this, Midway was the big idea. Japan was going to move east towards the United States. So going into this, the United States was on its last stand. If this battle would have been a loss and a significant loss where the United States had to retreat, we would have lost Australia possibly. The rest of the Southeast Islands would have been done. And it really would have been a big dent. And the next stand would have been Hawaii. And that is not what we were looking for. But American pilots, the big thing for American pilots is they came in and they proved themselves, knocking out multiple Japanese pilots, taking out multiple Japanese planes, hurting Japan, and eventually, just under a month later at Midway, really hindered Japan by not having a couple of their key carriers and a couple of their very experienced pilots. And it really just did not help Japan at all.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin, for talking to me. And everybody out there, have a good day.